It is a great honor for me and for all of us to have the possibility tonight to be together with two ambassadors from the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. It is a great honor, and I think that it shows also what the revolution in Venezuela is doing, when not only the ambassador from Venezuela to Canada is here tonight, but also the ambassador from Venezuela to Kenya. And that is indeed very, very important. I would like to tell you, I would like to make a very brief presentation, but because I do think that tonight there is little more to say after the presentation of both ambassadors, after the presentation of our compañero from El Salvador. But I do want to say before going to some very small and very fast presentation that when the disintegration of the Soviet Union occurred, and when the disintegration and disappearance of the socialist countries in Eastern Europe occurred, they were enemies of the Cuban revolutions trying to send coffins to Cuba and asking us simply to jump into the coffins. Even some friends went to Cuba to present their condolences to the Cuban revolution. And then only little after came about the revolution from Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. And when they tried to, by means of a military coup d'etat, eliminate Hugo Chavez in Venezuela, the people of Venezuela brought Hugo Chavez against to his position as leader of the revolution in Venezuela. And when they tried then, using the methods that have been used against Cuba, and using also the counter-revolutionary people from Venezuela, working together with the mafia people of Cuban origin in Miami and in the U.S., try again to depose President Chavez, then the revocatorium referendum was won not only by Chavez, but by the people of Venezuela. And when Cuba didn't had to jump into the coffin, and the revolution in Venezuela was getting a greater tempo, then came Evo Morales in Bolivia. And then also the position of the new government in Ecuador, a government who is, which is now already signed important agreements with Venezuela to advance together in the new process of integration in Latin America. So that's why, dear friends, the position of the American government and the Bush administration turns to be day by day more and more aggressive. They were not able to use the coffins in the case of Cuba. They weren't able to use the coffins in the state in the case of Venezuela. They have been not able, and they won't be able to use the coffins in the case of Bolivia. And they are totally dismantled in their capability to act against this massive new wind coming from the south. So I only would like to present to you some figures. Sometimes there are people saying that it is not good to use figures, but we do think that sometimes there is the need to do it. But before doing that, I would like to tell you that how important that you have to be totally aware about the importance of your solidarity with Latin America, of your solidarity with the revolution in Bolivia, in your solidarity with the revolution of Evo Morales in Bolivia and the revolution in Venezuela. And your support to Latin America turns to be nowadays more important than ever before. Why? Because there is the real and concrete triumph of the social movement in Latin America. Because the policy of the United States government have been defeated already. They are still the most powerful country in the world. All right, but the American policy, the U.S. policy in Latin America is totally defeated by the movement of the masses in Latin America, by the Cuban Revolution that they haven't been able to destroy, by the revolution in Venezuela they have been able to destroy, and they won't be able to destroy it, and by the whole process that is occurring now in the whole continent. When we are speaking about the new alternative, Bolivarian alternative for Latin America, we have to say that the propaganda, the American, the U.S. propaganda, and imperialist propaganda is used intensively internally in Cuba and is used intensively internally in Venezuela. In which way? Well, Cuba is a small country, it's an island in the middle of the Caribbean. We are not a rich country. We don't have the situation we had during the 90s. We have now a better situation, but still we are confronting a lot of difficulties. The life of the Cuban people is not easy. We have to work hard. And then they make a manipulation out of our internationalist help and support to other countries just to tell the Cubans, look, you have to work hard. Your living conditions are not good, but still your government is sending doctors and teachers abroad and is not taking care about your needs. And the same manipulation is they try to use against Venezuela. Venezuela is a rich country, but Venezuela has been up to now a rich country full of poverty, full of illiteracy, or full of social injustice. And only Hugo Chavez and the revolution in Venezuela had represented for the people there a turn of 180 degrees in the process of a new, a totally new direction in that country. So you have to be alert. Remember what Hugo Chavez says and the people from Venezuela says. Alerta, alerta, alerta que camina la espada de Bolívar por América Latina. You have to be alert too. You have to be alert too because there is a machinery of fabrication of lies, a machinery of fabrication of lies, not only to fed up the public opinion internationally, but also to create internal problems in our countries so that the but they are going to fail, and they have failed already, because the Cuba. So Jose Martí, at the end of the second part of the 19th century, said, "Patria es humanidad." So homeland means humanity. So it is not socialism and only the Cuban Revolution, the one with the banner that homeland is humanity. It was Jose Martí in the second part of the 19th century. So it is a tradition of fight. The same tradition of fight of Jose Martí and the tradition of fight of Bolívar in Venezuela. Now, if you allow me, I go to this technique just to briefly tell you about some figures and to give the opportunity to you to participate. And before doing that, I would like to tell you that some other Cubans are present tonight here too. Orlando Fundora, who is the president of the World Peace Council, have joined us tonight too, and he's there.
There, not only first of all because the Cuban people have fought and the Cuban people have not surrendered, but we are there, still there, because we have received a lot of solidarity worldwide. And if we have received this solidarity, the only thing we can do is just to give back a little bit of solidarity. And that's what we are doing now, together with Venezuela and together with Bolivia.